Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see
him. Yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for the 17th of July, 2017. We're going to finish up the book of Proverbs this week. We're going to start today with chapter 23. It's going to require some explanation, so let's get right into it. Let me get a little drink of water here and clear the pipes, and we'll jump right in. All right. Verse 1 of chapter 23. When you sit to eat with a ruler, 49:10, consider diligently. Now that is 995 doubled to make it an emphatic. What is before you? Verse 2 is a little strange. And put 7760, a knife, 7915, to your throat, 3930, if you have 5315, that's an odd usage as have here, but it is correct. It can mean that. A Lord's appetite, 1167. This is also an odd usage here, but it is correct. It is Baal. And here it is a quality or characteristic of a Lord, because Baal means Lord. Verse 3, do not desire, 183, his delicacies. 4303, for they are deceptive. 3577, food. 3899. So when you're in the presence of one of these guys, watch what you eat, watch what you say. Don't get ensnared by him. Verse 4. This is a different subject. Do not toil to weariness. 3021. To become rich. 6238. Cease. 2308, from your own discernment, 998. In other words, know when to stop working. Verse 5, when your eyes light upon it, 5774, in the flight of a bird when it lands, it is nothing, 369. Because it surely makes itself wings, 3671, and flies away, 5774, as an eagle, 5404, to the sky, 8064. So what they're talking about here is don't work yourself to death pursuing riches, because it's all going to fly away anyway. It's nothing. You worshipers of stuff out there. This is a different subject, 6, 7, and 8. Do not eat the bread of an evil, 7451, eye, 5869, nor desire his delicacies. What's an evil eye? It's usually translated as miser or a stingy person. Here's verse 7, it'll explain it. Because as he calculates a price, 8176, in his mind, 5315, so is he. Eat and drink, says he to you, but his heart is not with you. It sounds like you're sitting down to eat with a Jew. Verse 8. The morsel, 6595, you eat, you shall vomit, 6958, up, and ruin, 7843, your pleasant, 5273, words, 1697. In other words, he'll just make you sick. Just a second here. Here's a different subject, verse 9. These are in little three verse segments here. Do not speak to the ears of a fool, because he will despise the wisdom of your words. Okay, here's another that's sort of a repeat. Do not move the ancient boundary marker, 1366. And do not enter into the fields of orphans, 3490. And enter into means encroach upon. Here's why, verse 11. Because their kinsman redeemer, 1350, that's a kinsman redeemer of blood, is mighty, 2389. And he will plead, 7378, their cause, 7379, against you. Okay, or upon you, he might come over and just pound you. If you start plowing their fields and trying to use orphans' fields, their kinsman redeemer is going to teach you a lesson. Verse 12, and here's another three verse segment. Apply 935 as bring your mind to instruction, 4148, and your ears to the words of knowledge. Verse 13. Do not withhold, 4513, discipline, 4148, from children, 5288. Because if you beat them with the rod, they shall not die. You shall beat them with the rod and shall rescue their lives from Sheol. That's the land of the dead. Because if they're going the way they're going and you don't correct them, even if it takes a beating, they're going to get themselves killed. That's that deal. Back in the old days, times have changed. And it's unpleasant today because the youth are totally out of control. Verse 15, here's another section. My son, if your mind is wise, my mind shall rejoice, even mine. Yea, verse 16, yea, my heart shall rejoice when your lips speak right things. The father's going to be happy. Verse 17, do not let your heart envy sinners, but be in the fear or in the awe of Yahweh all the day long. Verse 18. Because surely there is a latter time, 319, and your hopes shall not be cut off. That's the future. If you obey Yahweh, He will improve your future. Verse 19. Hear you, my son, and be wise, and go straight on the way in your mind. Okay? You know, you think about where you're going and stay on that straight path. Verse 20. Do not be among drinkers, 5433, of wine, among gluttonous eaters, 2151, of flesh. Verse 21, because the drunkard and the glutton shall be dispossessed, and drowsiness shall clothe with rags. In other words, if you just eat and drink and you get about half plastered and fall asleep, you're not going to get your work done, and you're going to lose what you have. You're just going to be a bum. Boy, these are some great sayings here. Here's a longer section, 22 through 28. Listen to your father that begot you, and do not disrespect your mother when she is old. Verse 23, this is metaphorical, okay? Buy the truth and do not sell wisdom and instruction and understanding. Keep it, don't sell it, don't bargain it off. Verse 24, the father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begets a wise child shall have joy of him. Verse 25. Your father and your mother shall be glad, and she that bore you shall rejoice. Verse 26. My son, give me your mind, and let your eyes observe my ways. Verse 27, here's moral codes again. Because a prostitute, 2181, is a deep ditch. We've seen this before. And an adulteress, that's a knockery, usually a racial alien, a narrow pit. This is a repeat from an earlier psalm, or proverb, pardon me. Verse 28, she also lies in wait like a robber for prey. It increases the unfaithful among Adam. So this racially alien harlot makes Adam to sin. That's their nature. We are warned not to have any dealings with them, because they drag us down away from the rules of Yahweh. And that's the problem. We are to avoid them by commandment. We are just not to have anything to do with these racial aliens. We have been told that repeatedly in all the literature, the Torah, just everything, over and over and over. Don't race mix. And if you do, there's a consequence. Well, we have a race-mixed society today, which is an absolute total chaos. It's a mess out there. And we see the results of disobeying this particular set of commandments. Well, it has it in the Proverbs as well, which is very odd, because Solomon, at his end, became a fool instead of being wise, and he race mixed, and it got the kingdom taken away from his seed line. Right after that, when his son ruled, Yahweh ripped the kingdom in two. And Solomon was the son of the great King David, Dawid. And everybody thought he was so wonderful. Well, he was at first. And the kingship progressively went downhill from there. And here we are in modern times, and it's all apostasy again. I don't know. We are a hard-headed, stiff-necked people, and we don't learn well. But we're trying to preach the word here. Verse 29. Who has woe? 188. Who has sorrow? 17. Who has contentions? 4079. Who has babbling? 7879. Who has wounds? 6482. Without cause? 2600. Who has redness? 2448. Of the eyes. Here you come. Here it comes. Verse 30. Those that linger, 309, at wine. 3196. Those that go to seek out mixed wine, 4469. Because they go out, they wake up the next morning and they're all beat up. They don't remember what's happened. And the same goes for whiskey or beer or whatever. You know, go out and get stinking drunk. You get in a fight and you don't even remember it. Oh, man. Does that ever apply today? Verse 31. Do not look upon the wine when it is red. 119. When it gives its color, 5869, to the cup. 3563, and color at 5869 is as appearance, when it flows smoothly, 4339. Verse 32, at the end, it bites like a serpent and stings like an adder. Verse 33, listen to this one. Your eyes shall behold profane women. 21:14, that says racially alien. And your mind shall speak perverse things. 8:419. Because if you're drunk, oh boy, they all look good when you're plastered. 34. Yea, you shall be as he that lies down, 7901, in the middle of the sea, or that he that lies upon the top of a mast of a ship, 2260, he is tossed to and fro. And here's what they say. Verse 35, they have struck me. I was not sick, 2470. They have struck me down, 1986. I did not know it. When shall I awake? I will seek it yet again. He's tossing to and fro, and he fell down drunk, and he thinks somebody beat him up and knocked him down. And as soon as he wakes up, he can't wait to go drink some more. All these things are funny. Describing a drunk. Oh, that wine looks so good, and it flows smoothly. And later on, it's going to bite you like a poisonous snake. They did a country song. I think the name was, They All Get Beautiful at Closing Time. When you've had enough to drink and you go out with some hag, that just so describes this. Your eyes shall behold profane women and your mind shall speak perverse things. Oh my. And you'll be like somebody that's on the top of a mast just weaving to and fro in the air. Oh, you gotta love scriptures, folks. You just gotta love them. Because even in this humor that they've got right here, you learn a lesson. It's wonderful. Let's get into chapter 24 of Proverbs here. This is another like a repeat. They repeat in here a lot. Verse 1. Do not envy evil men, nor desire to be with them, because their hearts speak violence, 7701, and their lips speak mischief, 5999. Boy, that's true. You hang around with them, they will get you into trouble. Now here it talks about a house being built, and a house as a household, a family, okay? Verse 3, a house is built through wisdom, and by understanding it is established. Verse 4, and by knowledge the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Rooms are as children, okay, as metaphoric children. And you're filling the children with precious knowledge and wisdom. That's a good one. Verse 5. A wise man is strong, 5797. Yea, a man by knowledge strengthens strength. Strengthens, 553. And strength is 3581. In other words, increases strength and knowledge. By knowledge. Verse 6. Because by wise counsel, 8458, you shall make your war, 4421. And by an abundance, 7230, of counselors, 3289, there is victory, 8668. That's a repeat too. Verse 7, this is another section. Wisdom, 2454, is too high, 7311, for a fool. He does not open his mouth in the gate, 8179. And that's speaking among the elders and the wise of the city. Back in the times when they were small cities and they had gates, and that's where all the old guys would congregate, and people would ask them questions and they would help them. Verse 8, he that devises, 2803, to do evil, 7489, shall be called a possessor, 1169, of schemes, 4209. Now possessor is Baal again, because Baal means lord, owner, possessor, one who possesses. It's got that's 1167. The formal proper name for the little g god Baal is 1168. It's spelled the same and pronounced the same, but it has a different meaning. Verse 9, the plans, 2154, of a fool are sin, 2403, and the scorner, 3887, is an abomination, 8441, to Adam, 120. And the possessor of schemes in verse 8 is just a schemer, okay? Verse 10 of Proverbs 24. If you become weak, 7503, in the day of trouble, your strength, 3581, is small, 6862. Now that is as narrow or tight. Verse 11. If you hold back, 28:20, from deliverance, 5337, of those taken to death, 3947, and 4194 for death, taken to death, and that's if you hold back from rescuing those that are taken and are going to be executed, and fallen to slaughter, 4131, that's as destined to slaughter. If you say, behold, we did not know it, does he that weighs the heart not discern it? In other words, Yahweh knows your thoughts. Don't lie about it. We didn't know they were going to be taken and killed. Yeah, you did. And he that watches over your life, does he know it? And shall he not repay to Adam according to his deeds? So when you get in trouble, you need to be rescued. There'll be nobody to rescue you. Here's another subject, just two verses. My son, eat honey, 1706, because it is good, and the drippings of the honeycomb, 5317, are sweet, 4966, upon your palate, 2441. Verse 14, so shall the knowledge of wisdom be to your soul. When you have found it, then there shall be a future, and your hope shall not be cut off. It's likening wisdom to the sweetness of a honeycomb. Verse 15. Do not lay in wait, 6:93, O wicked man, near the home of the righteous. Do not destroy his resting place, 7:258. Verse 16. Because the righteous falls seven times and rises up again, but the wicked shall fall, 3782, into misfortune, 7481. Now, when the righteous falls, that's 5307, and the wicked falls, it's 3782. There's two words for fall here. Verse 17. Do not be happy when your hated enemy falls, and do not let your heart rejoice when he stumbles. Verse 18, lest Yahweh see, and it is displeasing in his eyes, and he turns away his wrath from upon him. So if you're cheering, yay, you know, Yahweh may relent and stop hammering your enemy. Okay. Verse 19. Do not be angry because of evil, neither be envious of the wicked. Verse 20, because there shall be no future for the evil. The lamp, 5216, of the wicked shall be extinguished. 1846, that's like the lamp of life. They'll be put out like a lamp. Verse 21, my son, revere Yahweh and the king. Do not associate, 6148, with those that are given to change, 8138, in other words, rebels. Verse 22, because their calamity, 343, shall rise up suddenly, 6597. And who knows the ruin from them both? And ruin is 6365 as punishment. Here's another section, verse 23. These are also of the wise. It is not good to acknowledge 5234 or show favor to people during judgment. Verse 24. He that says to the wicked, you are innocent. 6662. The people shall curse 5344. Nations 3816 shall abhor him. 2194. Those that let the wicked free like they do today. No punishment for the wicked today. No justice in the courts. Verse 25. But to those that rebuke them, 3198, it shall be pleasant. 5276. And a good blessing shall come upon them. Those that rebuke the wicked. Verse 26. Here's another section. Kiss the lips that answer a matter honestly. 5228. Verse 27. Prepare your work outside. 2351. And make it ready. 6257. For yourself in the field. And afterward, build your house. Okay. Get all the components for your house ready to build. Outside, all lined up in a row as you're going to put them up, and then build your house. That is that common sense or what? Verse 28. Do not be a witness, 5707, against another person without cause, 2600. And do not deceive, 6601, with your lips. Verse 29. Do not say, I will do so to him as he has done to me. I will render to the man according to his deeds. In other words, if you're going to be a witness against another person without cause, in other words, lie, because you don't personally like that man, judgment's going to come down on you. Here's another section, verse 30. I pass through the field of the lazy man, and by the vineyard of the Adam, lacking sense or mind. Verse 31. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns. Weeds had covered the face of it, and the stone wall of it was broken down. Verse 32. Then I saw and set my mind on it. I looked and received instruction. Set my mind on it. Yes, I saw or insight. I received insight and paid attention to it. And I looked on it and received instruction. Because he sees how these lazy people and all their stuff's falling apart. Verse 33 and 34, you can reference Proverbs 6, 10 and 11. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall your poverty come as one who walks, and your want as a man with a shield, an armed man. They repeated that. If you sleep away everything, you're going to lose it all. Sorry about that, but that's how it is. And here we are in chapter 25. These are also mashal, that's proverbs, literally to be like, of Shlomo, 80:10, that's Solomon, which the men of Kizkiah, that's Hezekiah, 2:3-9:6, king of Yehuda, transcribed, 6:2-7:5. They wrote all these down. Okay, they were all scribbled on various pieces of papyrus and stuff. He wrote all this stuff down, and they compiled a book out of it and put them all in one volume so they wouldn't be lost. Verse 2. The glory of Elohim, that's God, is to conceal, 5:6:4:1, a matter, but the glory of a king is to search out, 2:7:1:3, a matter, because that king is going to have to do justice and judgment. But Yahweh hides things from us sometimes, because we really just don't need to know. Verse 3. The sky for height, the ground for depth, and the heart of kings is unsearchable. Verse 4. Remove the dross from silver, and a vessel comes forth for the silversmith. 6:8:8:4. In other words, when you purify the silver and get all the dross out of it, and he pours it out in his casting, he makes a beautiful silver vessel. But you can't make a beautiful silver vessel with the dross, because it'll be like pot metal and won't be any good. Verse 5, remove the wicked from the presence of the king, and his throne shall be established in righteousness. In other words, get all these corrupt advisors away from him, like all these corrupt counselors for presidents that have ulterior motives, other agendas than to benefit the United States and its people. They're lobbying for foreign nations over in the Middle East. Verse 6 and 7, you can reference Luke 14, verses 8 through 10. Verse 6, do not honor yourself, 19:21, in the presence of the king, and do not stand in the place of the great. Don't assume that you're just entitled to it, okay? Verse 7, because better that it is said to you, come up here, than you be put lower, 8:2:1:3, in the presence of the noble. So if you insert yourself above your station, you might be taken down. No, you don't belong up here. You go sit down there with the commoners. There you go. Verse 8, this is another section. What your eyes have seen, do not bring forth quickly to a lawsuit, lest you know not what to do at the end of it when the other person puts you to shame. So when more information comes out, you may look like a complete fool. Okay? Verse 9, plead your case, 7:3:7:8 and 7:3:7:9, with the other person, and do not disclose, 15:40, a confidentiality, 5:4:7:5, to another. Verse 10, lest he that hears reproaches you, 2:6:1:6. And your infamy, 16:81, does not turn away. In other words, your infamy as a betrayer. You ran your mouth and disclosed to confidence, and you're going to ruin your reputation. Verse 11, here's another whole section. A word, 1697, spoken at the right time, 655, is like an apple, 8598, of gold, 2091, and an image, 4906, of silver, 3701. Verse 12. Let me get a little drink of water here. As an earring or ring or nose ring. Here it is earring because it ties to number 241. An earring of gold and an ornament, 2481, of pure gold, 3800. So is a wise, 2450, reproof, 3198, upon a hearing, 8085, ear, 241. So, a wise reproof, you correct someone gently and wisely, it's better than a gold ornament. If he hears you and listens and benefits from that, that's better than jewelry. Verse 13. As the cold of snow at the time of harvest, 7105, so is a trustworthy messenger to the sender. He restores the spirit of his master. It's the snow, and when you're working hard out in the field at time of harvest, and it snows a little bit and gets cold, it's refreshing, and you can just keep working without sweating to death, and it lifts your spirits. Trustworthy messenger to the sender. He restores the spirit of his master. Okay, that's the emotions. He makes him happy because he's trustworthy and true, and he's going to bring true reports. All this is extolling righteousness, what it is, all of these. 14. A man that boasts of a false gift is like mist and wind without rain. A gift that's not actually given. Well, somebody gave me a new Cadillac, but he's still driving the same old Buick. He's blowing smoke and mirrors, mist and wind without rain. It's all just an illusion. Nothing substantial. Verse 15. Slow to wrath is a ruler, 7101, strongly persuaded, 6601, and a gentle tongue, gentle is 7390, tongue is 3956, and the tongue is as speech. Breaks, 7665, the bone, 1634. Now, that can also mean strength as a harsh disposition of that ruler. It would break, a gentle tongue speaking wisely would break the harsh disposition that ruler might have. So it has double meanings here. Verse 16. Have you found honey? eat a sufficient amount for you, lest you have too much and vomit. In other words, don't eat until you're over full. Just eat what you need. Because you eat too much honey, the sweetness will make you sick. Verse 17, make scarce, 3365, your foot from your neighbor's house, lest he has too much of you and hates you. In other words, don't hang out over his house all the time. He's going to want you gone. He wants some privacy. And wants to run you off. Verse 18. A man that testifies false testimony against another person is a club and a sword and a sharpened arrow. He's using his false testimony to wound like a weapon. Verse 19. Confidence, 4009, in an unfaithful man, 898, in a day of trouble, 6869, is like a broken tooth and a lame foot. Somebody that's untrustworthy. Oh boy. Verse 20. Listen carefully to this one. As he that lays aside, 5710, a garment, 899, on a cold day, and is vinegar, 2558, upon nitre, that's lye, L-Y-E, 5427, so is he that sings songs to a heavy heart. That means troubled heart. You just make things worse. And here we are, verse 21 and 22 of chapter 25 of Proverbs. You can reference Romans chapter 12, verse 20. If your hated enemy, 8130, is hungry, 7457, give him food to eat. And if he is thirsty, give him a drink of water. Verse 22. Because you shall heap, 2846, coals of fire, 1513, now that's as vengeance, upon his head. And Yahweh shall reward you, 7999. In other words, if you're kind to him when he's hurting, it's gonna eat his conscience, will eat him up. But we're enemies. Why was he nice to me? I don't understand. Yep. That's right. Verse 23 of Proverbs 25. The north wind drives away 2342 rain, 1653. So an angry, 2194, countenance, 6440, a secret, 5643, tongue, 3956, that's as gossip. If you just sort of snarl at somebody that's going to spread tales about you, they're going to think, oh man, if it gets back to him that I said this, man, I'm in trouble.
Verse
Here's another one that is repeated. Verse 24, you can reference Proverbs 21:9 and others. It is better to dwell in a corner of the housetop than with a contentious woman in a shared house. You're not going to get any peace there. Verse 25 of chapter 25. As cold water to a weary person, like a refreshing drink. Oh, so good. So is good news, 8052, from a distant land. Distant is 4801. Boy, is that true. That's very, very true. It raises the spirits. You get good news coming in. Oh, your ship came in and they made extra money or whatever. Verse 26. A righteous man falling down, 41:31, that's as bowing before the wicked, is as a muddied, 7515, spring, 4599, that's by trampling, animals trampling in a spring, getting it all muddy and they poo in it and everything else and just ruin the whole spring. And a ruined, 7843, fountain, 4726. So it's broken and it doesn't issue water anymore. Verse 27. It is not good to eat much honey, 1706. So to search out, 2714, glory, 3519, upon glory. And 3519 here is doubled as an emphatic. Thus it reads glory upon glory. Verse 28. A man that has no control over, 4623, control over his own spirit is like a city, 5892, broken down, 6555, without, 369, walls, 2346, in other words, no self-protection. A man that doesn't have control over himself cannot protect himself from putting himself in harm's way. The same as a city that's all broken down and all its walls are torn down, they have no protection either. Well, we will be getting into chapter 26 on Wednesday the 19th, we will finish the book of Proverbs this week. And then I will be going into the book of Job. So I'm going to get all my stuff together to go into Job next week on the 24th. And we have had a really good run with Psalms and Proverbs. They are so full of information and wisdom, and I really like reading them. I just really do. It has been a pleasure, and I hope you have enjoyed it. There's a lot of good information, a lot of humor. Some of the stuff is funny, especially when you compare it to to what's going on these days. They're very current, even though they were written long ago. You know, just they hold true. Truth is timeless, really. That's why all Scripture is of benefit, because you can compare what was going on back then. You see the analogy that it's still going on the same way. And all these things are instructive as to how to live your life. These are life guides, actually. Very wise ones. Even though the author of some of them, Solomon, did not stick with them. He didn't take his own advice. And his lineage suffered the consequences of it. The kingdom was removed from him when his son took over after Solomon had died. He did not manage things well and angered all the people of Israel, and 10 of the tribes left and established Israel's capital in Samaria, the city of Shomeron, Samaria. And their king didn't want people going back to Jerusalem to worship, so he made golden calves. And that was Jeroboam, son of Nebat. And Yahweh smote him heavily. And the 10 northern tribes went into full apostasy earlier than the tribe of Yehuda and Benjamin. But they followed eventually too. And the northern tribes went into captivity before the people of Jerusalem went into captivity. And now we're all dispersed all around the world. And the remnant is being gathered, praise Yahweh. We are coming back to His worship, calling upon His true name, calling upon the true name of the Messiah. So have hope. Not everybody's going to make it. We understand that, but we do the best we can to wake up the fence sitters. And be a witness for Yeshua, brothers and sisters. That's the most beneficial work you can do for Yahweh, is to tell the truth of the gospel to others of the race of Israel. That's a marvelous, marvelous thing. The redemption through Yeshua Messiah is the greatest gift ever given. Believe me, it is a wondrous, wondrous act of love by our Father in Heaven. Well, I'm coming down the end of the show. I have enjoyed it. I'll have a new show on Wednesday with Proverbs 26, 27, and 28. And then Friday I will do 29, 30, and 31. And Proverbs will be finished. May Yahweh bless and keep you. And Shalom Aleichem to all of my brothers and sisters.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.